felt better, and mm-hmm. I just forgot it or whatever.
And now, do you remember what they call one of those? Well, you still have them, I guess, because I had one not so long ago. One of those sores that gets a head on it that gets real.
Pimple. No. Rising.
Yeah. Even. Yeah. That's what
the
I
old
mean.
Fashioned word is rising.
Yeah. Old fashioned.
I think
yeah.
it's abscess 90, but the old fashioned
but, yeah,
is rising.
Yeah. That's what I was wondering about. Now, if a person got like a rising or something, what would they call that stuff that would come out of it? If they had and if they had, somebody had like an infection in their hand, and it got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, they might say, well, my hand
got infected.
Uh-huh. And then what, when it got bigger, you'd say that it
swole up.
And if somebody was in a war and got shot, you'd say they had a bullet wound.
Bullet wound.
And did you ever hear about a wound that didn't heal right and it got a, well, they call it a type of flesh. They'd say it was back when you were a little girl. Have you heard anything called proud flesh?
Yes.
When, that's but that always be an old
yeah,
type.
Yeah, that's one of the old types.
Well, do you remember, like, if you got a cut on your finger, they'd hang it with this,
I don't
yeah. know. And now you were telling me about malaria. Now, what would they take?
Three sixes and quinine. That was plantation, you know.
Yeah.
The boss man would go and buy up a bunch of carom to the house.
Yeah.
And start everybody on.
Yeah. I asked somebody up in the mountains about what you do for malaria, and they said, I don't know what's malaria. They don't have malaria up there. And then, of course, I felt like an idiot because, of course, they don't have malaria in the mountains. That was a stupid thing. When people, like, especially in the old days, were sort of being kind of proper, instead of saying a person died, they might say they
passed away.
Yeah, with big words. And, yeah, if
nowadays, it says expired.
Expired, oh, wow. Now, if they didn't know the cause of a death, they say, well, you might say, I don't know what he died.
What he died from, or what he died with. Most times, say what he died from.
What he died from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the place where people are buried.
Graveyard, cemetery.
Yeah. Now, especially in the old days, what would they call the box that they buried them in?
Coffin.
And now, the ceremony when somebody died, they call that at church when they be.
Preacher's funeral.
Yeah.
Come out the old days.
Uh-huh.
Preacher's funeral.
Now, like, when people would die, like, the family a lot of times would be dressed in black, and they'd say that they were in
mourning.
And if somebody were troubled about something, you might say, oh, it'll come out all right, just don't.
Don't worry.
Now, you know what, especially in the old days, what they'd call that disease that they'd get in their joints when they couldn't move their...
Rheumatism.
Yeah. And do you remember a disease that... They don't have it anymore, but I don't think, but it would get us the sore throat, and they have blisters on the inside of their throat, and they couldn't swallow, and they don't. The children would choke to death, you know, like in their sleep, they said. Dip
there?
Yeah. Can you remember when they still had that?
No, that's what I've read about it.
But what about a disease that would make people's eyeballs turn yellow?
That's yellow jaw.
And when a person has their appendix taken out, they say they have an attack of
appendicitis.
And now, like, if somebody ate something that didn't agree with them and they couldn't keep their food down, they say that they had to go and
vomit.
Yeah. Now, do they ever use another word?